This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a very, very busy day, but I just want to apologize. About 3 minutes ago, I just found out that a very good friend of mine and a very good friend to many of you that listen to talk radio, Jerry Doyle, has died. We can't believe it. We can't believe it. 60 years old, died in his home. Very good guy. Very talented. Babylon 5 star. Comedian. Satirist. Author. Commentator. And just an all-around good guy. So I apologize. Oh, sorry. No, man, didn't think I was going to cry on air. I bet you guys didn't think I had a heart. I do have a heart. And yeah, they are tears. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of you guys are like, really, really, she can't cry. Yeah, I can. All right, well, I'll get it together, though. I'm really, really sorry to break that to you. We got a lot of news to talk about. Zika has been now linked to miscarriage. And I know many of you have probably said, Dahlia, we figured, you know, women were losing their babies due to Zika. But now apparently we have some proof. So we're going to talk about that. The FDA is warning us that what we're feeding our dogs could kill them. That the peanut butter, the raw meat, the things we throw at Fido, who's, by the way, does anybody still name their dog Fido? Our dog is named Apollo, because
That's one of the most classical names ever for a dog. I can't remember the history of it, but I will look it up because my mother told me a long story about the name Fido.
I'd like to know, because I don't know anybody whose dog's name are Fido.
I might have to call in just for that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, have your mom call in. And so a lot of us, we throw things to the dogs. And, my dog's getting old. I don't know when my dog's going to die. My dog, he's close to 10 now. And he's a happy dog. The first half of his body, I mean, you know, looks like it's still young and whatever. But the last half of his body, he, you know, farts a lot. And he has kind of hip dysplasia. And so, you know, I hope he lasts as long as he can, as long as he's not in pain. But once he has pain, boy, we got to figure something out. Sorry about this being a morbid show. Lord have mercy. Ooh, and then Shaky Boo. Oh, my gosh, what a day. Shaky Boo was on my case. You know, Shaky Boo's the older cat, the 10-year-old cat, and he just cannot stand the new cat running around the house. And so, you know, he's asked me to, you know, help speed the process of his passing. And I told him, heck to the no. Although maybe with this article, all I have to do is give him peanut butter. E6. Many of you smoke e-cigs. Well, now we're being told that they have found two more chemicals that are released in e-cigs that could possibly be carcinogenic. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about robot doctors are going to perform 1 in 3 surgeries within the next 5 years to help exhausted doctors. Are you guys ready for that? You guys, are you ready? I mean, we're already doing robotic hysterectomies, robotic prostatectomies. We're taking out gallbladders, and I mean, we're doing it. Everything now with robots. And so, you know, I told my, you know, one of my sons, he's contemplating medical school. You know, he's like, well, I really like, you know, computers and I really like robots. And I go, well, obviously you could be a doctor. It looks like you don't even have to cut the patient anymore. You could just use a robot. So we'll talk about that. And it looks like some doctors and health providers are fighting back. A New York City dentist has sued 5 patients since 2012 over bad reviews. So now patients are going to get sued for leaving these bad reviews. As you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your question, your comment at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to lighten the mood around here, so let's come up with some good news, okay? Chocolate and red wine. Okay, whew. All right, they're saying now chocolate and red wine. We can talk about that, okay? All right, I don't have to cry when I talk about that. Sorry, guys, this is hard. Sorry. I don't sound very good. I don't really look very good when I cry. I'm kind of ugly when I cry. You know how some women could be there on TV like Jennifer Aniston and shed a tear and they look, I don't look good. Like right now my face is like all puffy. My eyes are all bloodshot. You know, I look like I'm allergic to marijuana. I mean, when I cry, it just looks really, really bad. And I know it sounds bad. You guys have to listen to this. I'm sorry. Sorry. And I don't want to play a replay because I'm a workaholic. I'm not going to sit in my studio and cry. All right, so we got to keep Jerry Doyle's name alive. With a bad show. You know what? Listen, okay, I don't care if my show is good today or my show is bad today. Okay, at least I'm, you know, working and we'll get through this. All right, let's talk about chocolate and red wine. Resveratrol is a naturally occurring compound found in foods like red grapes, wine, raspberries, and my favorite dark chocolate. Well, now they're saying that it could slow the effect of Alzheimer's disease. And, you know, mind you, I've been watching these stories all along. You know, I know what I eat. I eat a lot of crap. And one of my favorite pieces of crap that I like to eat are like chocolate-covered raspberries, especially when they're dark chocolate-covered raspberries. So it really pleases me to know that there may be something good in my future with the type of diet that I have. They say resveratrol appears to reduce the ability of harmful immune molecules to infiltrate brain tissues. This is according to researchers at Georgetown. Alzheimer's disease causes inflammation, which damages the brain. It is thought the damage is caused by the buildup of abnormal proteins, which damage and destroy neurons. So, if the resveratrol in raspberries and chocolate, okay, and red wine, which I think the three of which go together very well, that could be a meal in and of itself. If it could, prevent some of the inflammation and cause some of the blood-brain barrier leakage because resveratrol appears to strengthen it, then we could stop, you know, the inflammation that happens to the brain. So this is some pretty damn cool stuff. I told you guys I had some good news, even if I'm not explaining it well. The drug is called LMTX. It shows the rate at which the brain shrinks in dementia patients. And this is another breakthrough drug that we have that we need to talk about. So don't go away and I'll grab a Kleenex, blow my nose, and I'll be able to get through this show. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDA. L.I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So Yelp has just issued its third ever consumer alert. This one about a dentist in Manhattan who has sued five patients since 2012 for posting negative reviews. Nima Dayani has asked for anywhere between $50,000 and $100,000 in damages. So Yelp is warning consumers that Dayani's business is issuing questionable legal threats against reviewers, and that reviewers have a First Amendment right to express their opinions on Yelp. Dayani appears to have backed off the lawsuits where patients agreed to remove their negative reviews. In one pending court case, a woman accused him in her review of being unable to diagnose her problem after 2-hour-plus visit. Dayani said that's untrue and that such claims aren't just negative but defamatory. He goes, "I got hurt, you will get hurt," he claims the woman told him by phone. because she had been scolded for being gone so long by her boss. Yelp issued its first alert in May after a Texas pet sitting company sued a customer who violated its gag clause, which prevented her from speaking ill of the business. A Florida moving and storage company was issued the second alert in June after it sued a customer for defamation. BuzzFeed reports they say that both cases are ongoing and notes that the alerts are being rolled out while Congress considers two bills that would protect consumers from being sued from online reviews. This is where I'm torn. Okay, look, I'm for freedom of speech. And, I'm for educating the public. So you go to a restaurant, all right, that let's say has, you know, pieces of rat in your burger or an employee spit on your food. Or you go to a doctor who absolutely refuses to order a mammogram no matter what. And so you want to go, look, you know, ladies, if you want your breast cancer screening done, you know, this may not be the place because he won't order mammograms. I mean, I that's what's nice about those online reviews, because at least, you know, people can tell a lot of, my patients found me because some of the reviews talked about how I'm not going to kick a child out if they're not vaccinated. You know, I will see any child, whether they're vaccinated or not. Even though I'm pro-vaccine, there were a lot of doctors at the time that would not take you as a patient because of the liability if you wouldn't vaccinate your kid. And so word got out that, your kid's sick and has a fever and a sore throat or whatever. Hell yeah, you bring them in. And so that got out there. And so, you know, online reviews can be helpful. When it's very frustrating, and many business owners have talked to me, and I've obviously experienced it myself, when it's very frustrating is when a patient, let's say, starts to go online and make things up or brings up something that has nothing to do with their case, and they lie, basically. That really bothers me. So, you know, we would see every month when our billing department would send to the collections department, you know, people that were, you know, 6 months over late on the bills, then all of a sudden we'd see a slew every month of the online reviews because they were mad they were taking the collections. But the reviews don't say, oh, you know, I was taking the collections and I'm mad at the office for sending me to collections. No. They say, this person didn't even diagnose me. And it's, there's a problem there, because now you have a new patient, or you have, let's say, a new customer to the restaurant, and let's say there were no rat pieces in the burger, and let's say the cooks don't spit in the food, and it was some employee that got mad that they were fired, that decides to say, I see the cook spit in the food, that restaurant could be done for. The big problem we have with these Yelp reviews is you, or any of the reviews for that matter, is you can't control the lies. You know, there's a doctor in town who I've sent a lot of patients to, and I saw reviews of that doctor that the person is a thief. A thief? What, that go into your purse and steal something, that go into your wallet? I mean, so when you start to see these cut downs, there was one review where somebody talked about how my hair wasn't brushed. You know, the doctor comes in and her hair isn't even brushed. And she, well, okay, you know, obviously I have a dried out problem, which is why I have smoothing treatments as often as I can on my hair. But when you see people do that, we have an issue. I mean, how much can, how much can you defame a company? And so, you know, if these reviews were bogus and, you know, defamatory and, you know, with no truthfulness, you know, or basis for that, then, I mean, good for the dentist for suing. Okay, and you know, this is what one of the reasons also why these Yelp reviews are coming to be is because there's a lot of medical boards out there that don't let patients know what particularly happened with a certain doctor. So, like, for example, if somebody was grossly negligent with a patient, many medical boards won't display that information. But I understand why. Okay, I understand why. I mean, in some cases, you lose a case because your lawyer wasn't good enough to prove it. And just because you lost a case doesn't mean you're guilty of it. You know, we've seen false accusations all the time, or we've seen doctors have to settle because they're like, you want to know what? I don't have 2 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight a lie. They want 20 grand. Give them 20 grand and let's move on. And so, unfortunately that happens. And so, you know, patients want to know, or vendors or customers, etc., they want to know that whoever they're working with is somebody they could trust, somebody they could work with, and so they go online. But it is now so sullied and so tainted and contaminated with false reviews that you don't even know what to believe. So I told you, you know, I had a patient. There was a doctor that I've been working with for years until I closed my practice, and now I teach at Truro University in Nevada. But there was a specialist, and I've told you guys about this, who I have sent my patients for 16 years to. Never hurt one of my patients. My patients have done so well. The guy is amazing. One of the best surgeons I know. And I sent a patient to him because of a concern that I had, and they said, no, I read the reviews, I'm not going to him. So I picked so-and-so. I'm like, you picked so-and-so? Who is this person? Person had just barely gotten into town, so there were no, you know, real reviews on him. Well, Lord have mercy. And so I decided to read the reviews of the surgeon I had worked with for 16 years. Now, I understand a doctor's relationship. I understand that a doctor's relationship with a referring surgeon can be very different from a patient's, okay? Because, you know, I've heard of doctors, you know, be rude and cocky around a patient, yet all of a sudden I call and I'm like, oh, hi, Dr. Dahlia, how are you? I'm like, okay, you know, I know you don't talk like that to your patients. So talk to me the same way you talk to the patients. So I get that. But that's not what the reviews were talking about. It almost looks like there were billing issues and somebody was mad that he was gruff and he made them pay a copay when there was a follow-up for something. And, you know, you're like, okay, wait a second here. Now I have somebody whose life, okay, could be in jeopardy going to some new person that doesn't have any, enough experience or who I've had any experience with, and they're going to choose that person because they don't have because of reviews. And like I've told you, it's at the point now where when I see a very good, sparkling, Windex clean review, you know, whose mom wrote it? So this is a concern. And, where are you guys supposed to go? How are you supposed to find out if a doctor is good? Now, luckily, many of you who work in a casino or work in a company and, many of you, end up, you know, finding a primary care doctor, and then you all start to go, or, you know, a surgeon perform this prostate surgery. So, you know, you have word of mouth. That helps. But, you know, you need to be careful. You know, like I see many times, there are doctors that can advertise in certain magazines, and then all of a sudden, they get to be the top doctor. Well, that's, how do you know they're a top doctor? Okay, to me, a top doctor or a top dentist or a top restaurant is where you get good service all the time and you get good results, whether it's on your plate, whether it's something you're driving, whether it's in your mouth, whether it's with your diabetes or high blood pressure. And nobody rates that way. Nobody has a good day and goes, you know what, I am going to go online and say, I liked how my diabetes is going. Nobody's going to do that. But when they're mad, they sure like to type away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, we lost a very, very dear friend yesterday, Jerry Doyle, as we find out this morning that Jerry Doyle has died. Actor very well known for his Babylon 5 role, nationally syndicated radio host with TRN. Jerry Doyle, a very, very good friend friend of mine, my brother, and I can't believe he's gone. As we get more information, we'll keep you posted. He definitely touched a lot of our lives and was a source of strength in a very crazy and chaotic world. And so he will be missed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. They say daily selfies helped a woman lose 124 pounds. Now, these are the kinds of stories I like. After losing her mother and husband within 2 years, Justine McCabe used food as comfort and gained more than 100 pounds. So she decided to regain her life. She has another way to motivate her. And she had weighed about 313 pounds when she started her weight loss journey. She said, "I didn't like what I saw. I feel like I look so broken and lost and sad, and that's the reason why I started taking a picture a day. I wanted to see myself change, see if my expression would change." McCabe's weight gain started after her mother died in 2013 from complications of chemotherapy, exacerbated by being obese. Now, at 510 pounds, she weighed 285 pounds at the time. Then her husband, John Paul, killed himself after a lifelong struggle with depression. So her sister's best friend told her to go to the gym, and the 31-year-old mother of two boys, aged 12 and 9, had originally ignored them. And now I'm looking at her, wow. And her boys are hugging her. It's such a good story. She finally realized she needed to change her life, and she talked to a grief counselor, went to the gym, to prove her family wrong. And I guess her first 60-minute workout on the elliptical, she sent a selfie to her friends as proof, a move that became a daily habit. So basically, she wasn't taking selfies like, "Look, I'm going to see what happens." It all started out as, "Look, guys, I worked out. You see? 60 minutes. Look at what I did." So she lost 30 pounds in a month. And then at that point began to make a real effort to lose weight by changing her eating habits and focusing on her workouts. 6 months later, she lost 75 pounds, which would have been the 1 year wedding anniversary that she lost her husband. She celebrated by going to Hawaii and jumping off a cliff to conquer her fear. I mean, on purpose. Okay, on purpose. In fall 2015, McCabe lost an additional 49 pounds with the help of a personal trainer and hopes to lose another 20 pounds. Her Instagram page now has 76,000 followers. She goes, "A little secret I've come to realize, it's not about losing the weight. It's about truly transforming your life. The time is now. Our tomorrow is not promised." Well done. Now, all right, so why I'm sharing this with you is you're not going to lose weight or get the job or, I don't know, secure the date by doing what everybody else does if you've tried it over and over again and it doesn't work. Okay? What is so characteristic of this or the moral of this is you need to find something that works for you. Remember there was a woman who said she eats chocolate and that's how she loses her weight? And she, I'm not saying that's the healthiest way, so that's why I definitely don't want you to copy anybody else's. But you see how, everybody has to find their own way of doing things. And so for some people, a picture. You know, for other people, it could be, sex every day. And don't be afraid to experiment. Okay, and I think that's what's frustrating. You know, I've tried to lose weight. I easily lost the baby weight. It was great. You know, I kept my weight down. I've always exercised. It was never an issue until all of a sudden I had this hot flash. And I had been on birth control and I had switched it. And then all of a sudden everything went downhill. And I don't know why. And I gained weight and it's been very hard to lose. And I'm losing it. And I still work out and I still, and I know I talk about junk food, but honestly, I really haven't had a Hostess cupcake in a long time. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll try what this person does, and I'll try this, and I'll try this, and I'll try this, and it doesn't work. So you end up starting to feel like, wait a second here. Okay, if I can't do what works for everybody else, then something's wrong with me, and something's just wrong with me and it'll never work. Well, wait a second. You know, you're looking at commercials. Or, maybe you're hearing your best friend who takes 2 yoga classes every day and who eats rice cakes and asparagus all the time. Okay? I mean, and they go, well, yeah, you know, I try this. And so, you know, we unfortunately, with the way our system is and the way our society is we set ourselves up for failure because we rely too much on, you know, what we see in the media and what we see on television and what we see in ads. So, of course, you know, I've had people very frustrated with their hair products because they're not growing their hair back. And I'm like, well, you know, where did you get your information? Where was the study saying that that product would work? Well, I saw a commercial. Well, who wrote the commercial? The people that made the product. I mean, you know, we really have to understand the motivation behind marketing and the motivation behind these things, you know, for you. And so it's going to take you to come up with something. And I think the idea of the selfie is brilliant. The only problem we have with selfies has led to a huge obesity epidemic because we've been able to take pictures of ourselves and look really good. I don't know. I was walking some red carpet at some event, and I stood at one angle. Okay, and you know, my husband took a few different pictures, and somebody was taking a picture of me. And one of the five pictures, wow. I mean, I look like a size five. I've never been a size five. In this one picture, I look good. So that's the picture I sent out to everybody, and that's the picture I posted. And you hear people go, oh my gosh, you know, wow, you look great. I love the weight loss. You know, keep it up. No, all I did was turn to a different angle. So here you are, you, a week later, you look at that picture and you go, you know, damn, I do look good. I am skinny. And that's the image that your brain sees. You know, when you guys look in the mirror, is it just a mirror from shoulders up? Like my makeup mirror. My makeup mirror is neck up. My makeup mirror, I look exquisite. I mean, assuming I do my makeup right. Because I don't see the rest of my body. And that's the problem. So you're only posting what you want to see. What image is going into your brain? What type of image does your brain have? Now, some people say, look, you have to will it. Okay? You know, what you need to do is if you want to lose weight, you need to think to yourself that you're skinny. Well, no. Because if I do that, then I reach for the ho-ho. Or I reach for the cupcake. So I think that's pretty admirable, and you know, same thing with jobs. I tell you guys this story because I think it's one of the biggest successes I ever did. I'm married to my husband, Dr. Corey Wax, and you know, he's a chiropractor, and we both had insurmountable student loans. And when you're a resident, you still get to defer your student loans, but you're averaging maybe $1.50 an hour when you're working these 36-hour shifts, even though they've changed that now. And you're working 100-hour weeks, so you really don't make a lot of money, okay? Well, you get a license in Nevada after 3 years, but in Arizona you could get a license after 1 year. So a few of us in my class and above me got a license in Arizona and moonlighted on the weekends, the very few weekends we had where we weren't working or on call. So, you know, here I am, and, you know, whatever little spots there weren't really a lot of urgent cares, you know, between here and, Lake Havasu. So I call up Lake Havasu and I go, look, you know, do you have any urgent care physicians or ER assistants or whatever? They're like, no, we only really hire ER docs. And I go, well, do you need another ER doc? And they're like, well, we actually do. And I go, well, what if I tell you that I can make a hell of a lot less than an ER doc, but because I'm licensed and because I've had this amount of training, you just give me the coughs and colds and bladder infections and, you know, you'll save money. And this way your ER doc only has to worry about the hearts and, you know, the heart attacks and strokes, etc. And they go, sold, you're hired. So you see, sometimes, you know, you don't get a job by just going through the want ads. You have to make your own job. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. To battle the blood shortage crisis, we are uniting all 50 states in National Blood Donation Week that's going to be coming up in September. If you could host a blood drive or if you could donate blood, anything you could do, please contact us at drdahlia.com and we will set you up with a local blood bank to either help you host a drive or help get your blood. We need as much help as possible. This Zika is part of the problem. It's not the full reason why we have a massive blood shortage. The mass casualties, the summer months are always tough. People not getting as much health care, maybe not feeling well enough to go and donate blood. But, you know, we're definitely seeing drops, some pretty scary drops. And so... we're doing what we can. You know, Zika, back in the news, obviously, because Dutch researchers are reporting a case of miscarriage tied to a mom having Zika. Now, many of us are like, well, obviously, and, you know, we've heard of women losing their babies. I mean, we thought that that was because of Zika. Yeah, but, you know, they've been having a tough time proving it. So, the researcher said a 31-year-old Dutch woman lost her baby at 11 weeks gestation after contracting Zika on a trip to the South American country of Suriname. Suriname borders Brazil, and Brazil obviously has been hit hard by a lot of cases. They say the report was published yesterday in the New England Journal of Medicine, and researchers described how the pregnant woman became ill with headache, joint pain, and rash the day after she returned to the Netherlands after more than 3 weeks in Suriname. She recovered after 6 days, but about 2 weeks after her symptoms first emerged, doctors found no fetal heartbeat, indicating a miscarriage. When the woman went in for routine ultrasound, she received the DNC to have it removed a week later. Traces of Zika virus were found in the amniotic fluid, placental tissue, in the mom's urine, and the blood, according to Dr. Van Der Zijk's team. The virus was also found, though, in fetal stem cells. So they think that the Zika virus was replicating there, which is involved in the early stage of embryo development. Now, the study cannot prove that the maternal Zika infection was the only cause for the miscarriage, but there's obviously a big opportunity for association. The Dutch team pointed out that traces of Zika virus in blood and fetal tissue were found for at least 21 days, suggesting that the window for testing a pregnant woman probably should be expanded. Right now, the current window is 14 days. So, meaning if a pregnant woman got exposed, they're going to test, in that time frame, assuming they could convert. Well, now they're saying, look, it could still be in the blood, 21 days. And if a woman is pregnant, it could affect the baby, whether it affects her or not. On Monday, the CDC updated its guidelines to say that pregnant women should contract, that could contract Zika from sex partner of either gender. And obviously, mosquitoes are the biggest source of infection. So, they say the first possible case of a local infection in the continental United States was reported by the Florida Health Department last week, and now they're investigating two more cases of Zika in people that hadn't traveled. So the big issue with that is we got 1,400 people right now in the U.S. that have been diagnosed with Zika. Okay, most of the cases have been travel, okay, where they went to a country that had Zika, came back. 15 cases was sex with somebody who had traveled, okay? But now they're looking at two cases where no travel, no sex. So how do they all of a sudden become affected with Zika? So with that, then we're thinking, okay, now we're possibly looking at the mosquitoes being here and the mosquitoes actually transmitting it. There's been 3,700 cases of birth defects, they say, in Puerto Rico alone. 400 pregnant women in the continental U.S. have been died. That's interesting. 37, they say Zika is spreading much more. Okay, I don't think it's the birth defects in Puerto Rico. I think there's 3,700 cases, period, of Zika. 400 pregnant women right now in the United States have been diagnosed with Zika, along with 378 in the territories, and that's just people being tested. I don't know if we're now routinely testing everybody, but because many people may just not feel sick, so they just don't get tested. And then what would eventually happen is, if God forbid anything happened to the baby, they'd have to go back and find that have to go back and see if there was exposure. But only 1 in 5 of us will even develop symptoms, so 80% of us don't feel anything. So, you know, right now, we have the southern states definitely on standby. We're going to be talking about in the second hour where they think they might have had a vaccine breakthrough for Zika, so we'll keep you posted on that. But the fact that Zika could cause miscarriage, so, you know, we're talking not only could babies be born with severe birth defects, but they could also die. So it's going to be very very eerie as to how these countries are going to suggest to women to put off childbearing. Colombia has been one of the first countries to go, ladies, we could maybe, since the epidemic is over here in Colombia, it's just endemic floating around the country, maybe we could ease up. But I still don't trust that recommendation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1 minute of secondhand marijuana smoke, just 1 minute, can damage blood vessels. They say our bodies may take 3 times longer to recover than after breathing in ordinary tobacco fumes. And scientists say their findings on rats will further dispel the widespread belief that cannabis is harmless. So let me repeat that. Just 1 minute of secondhand marijuana smoke. We are talking about secondhand, okay? Meaning you sitting next to your hubby or wife or, friend smoking dope is 3 times as damaging to the body as you sitting next to your friend who's just smoking a regular cigarette. They're also worried breathing in secondhand fumes on a regular basis could cause arteries to harden, increasing the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Now, everybody's been talking about marijuana is benign, marijuana is benign. I've been saying, look, we don't know. Okay? We have no idea how benign it is because we've never had an opportunity to study it, which is why I am for the legalization of marijuana. But remember, my political stand on it is a little convoluted. Okay? I want it legalized, but only after we have the logistics ironed out. Okay? So, for example, we have marijuana legalized or recreational legalized, legalized in multiple states so people can put it into their e-cig. So it can get, heated up and vaped, and they could be breathing on a subway or, breathing next to somebody, and you think they're smoking an e-cig, but it's marijuana. Well, don't you want to know? Because if it is marijuana, then you are going to be 3 times more likely to have artery hardening, issues, according to this one study. So we would like to know about it. We really would. Cannabis or marijuana is by far the most commonly taken banned substance in the UK, and in America, now that it's becoming less banned, still it's one of the most common substances. They say many academics and medical professionals say the government in other countries should legalize it. In America, we've been talking about national legalization. Researchers from the University of California, though, with this study, it's telling us, they looked at blood vessels of rats before and after they were exposed to secondhand tobacco and cannabis smoke. Their arteries, which transport blood to organs, were impaired for an average of 90 minutes after smoking cannabis compared to tobacco for 25 minutes. Dr. Matthew Springer, lead author, said the plant materials from cannabis were even more harmful on blood vessels than the nicotine or tobacco from cigarettes. He also pointed out rats' blood cells are very similar to humans, so the effects would be likely the same. So, guys, this is how, what I think we need to do when we look at marijuana, because I know many of us are ecstatic about some of its medicinal properties. And make no mistake, marijuana will have a place in medicine. But we need to make sure we have the infrastructure. We need to make sure we have the data. And we can't just willy-nilly go, all right, guys, it's safe. Let's start using it for seizures or using it on our kids without realizing that there could be other complications. And so a decision to legalize marijuana needs to be done very methodically. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.